Yeah, Catherine, there's a number of homeowners that has got their letter of eligibility yesterday and the evening before. And, you know, that's a very momentous step now for the scheme and for the council to at least have people through stage one of the process. And it was taking a bit of time, but there was a lot of work done. There's an awful lot of work done by the council, and I want to acknowledge the work that's done by the council and by the engineers and by the homeowners, and also by, you know, the Mike Action Group and people that are the Mike Redress Committee as well, that has worked tirelessly to make sure that the scheme can be run as smoothly as we can. And hopefully from here on in, it'll be a bit quicker to get applications out, because that was, as you say, a concern by a number of homeowners. But it is vitally, vitally important that the scheme is handled in the manner that it should be, and that the homeowner is the centre of that, and that everything that is done in the best interests of the homeowner.
Now, the fact that you're saying that the scheme should move quickly now, from now on, I'm sure you would be hoping that there would be work actually being done on these houses sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we would see that you know, those homeowners that have got the eligibility now to move to stage two can start getting their builder lined up and getting costs back into the council and getting their programme for work sent into the council through the engineer. So when that's done, then they will be in a position then to start doing the remediation works to their house. So, I mean, you're probably at this stage of the year now, where we're into the end of October, you're probably going to be early new year before you see work starting on homes. But we're certainly in a good position now, and we're certainly going to try and make sure that, you know, we can keep this moving as quickly as we can, get the process as streamlined as we can, and get as many houses fixed in next year as we possibly can, because that's the main outcome of the scheme, is to get homes fixed for homeowners and stop this nightmare that they're having.
And in terms of the 10% contribution that homeowners have to give, how are homeowners feeling about that now? Are there some struggling to get that money raised?
Yeah, I'm sure there are. That certainly is an issue for some homeowners, the 10%, but that's the scheme that's there. There's nothing we can do about that at the minute. That scheme is there. That's what has been signed off by the government, signed off by the department. Some people are struggling with that, and I mean, that's something, questions that needs to be asked to banks and to the likes of credit unions and things like that, to some way to help homeowners get that 10%. And I suppose that's the most important part, that, you know, that whatever is done, it needs to be, whatever's done to the houses needs to be mature, that it's in the best interest of the homeowner. So the best remedial option needs to be the one for the homeowner, whether that's a demolish, or whether that's just an outside block, or whether that's an outside block and an outside block, whatever that may be, it has to be in the best interest of the homeowner to make sure that they are paying out as little amount of money as possible to get their house fixed.